90.3 FM, KEXP, this is The Morning Show, and the Helio Sequence are here. Great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in, and I will let you get right to it.
Cultivate, relegating,
Helio Sequence live here on the morning show and sounding great. It's a little rough singing in the morning, too, so I always appreciate it.
It really is.
It's hard talking in the morning. I can't imagine how people sing. But you sound great. And the record, Keep Your Eyes Ahead, a release today. It's exciting.
Yep, finally.
You must be thrilled.
Yeah. It's almost like Christmas.
Is a release date, is it like that for you?
This one's actually a little bit different than the other ones because we finished the record such a long time ago, and
really?
It was kind of slotted to come out in fall, and then it kind of got pushed back to January, and so I'm kind of in disbelief. It's actually coming out. It's great. It feels really good.
Plus, it has a lot of distance between the last one. Is this the longest you've been between records?
Yeah, it definitely
probably by
is.
Far.
Yeah.
And how for that was you? Was it too long? Was it something good for you as far as songwriting was concerned? I know there are reasons why it came out.
Yeah, I think it was. It ended up being a really good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would hope that every album is just is like a natural process, and this one just took that long to make.
Yeah, being forced to release something would not be a
right.
I think would really frustrate a musician, and that happens all the time. But your record label's so nice.
They are the best.
We love
I'm
them.
I'm not just saying that because they're all standing
you.
Behind me. And this record, when I got it right away, just so I can say, this was one where I grabbed it, ran out of the station to head home, and actually I think I picked up my kid, and kept playing it louder and louder, probably till he complained, but just kept playing it louder and louder and louder, and it was one of those albums that right away was, this has got to be my favorite album so far this year, but it's quite good. And that opening song is brutal. I mean, it's brutal, it's good, but it's the, I have not heard a recovery from a breakup song like that in I can't even remember when. I almost don't want to ask about it, but I mean brutal in a good way, but it just sounds like there were some serious emotions.
Yeah. For the sake of radio, I think we'll leave the details of that one out.
I've had a lot of comments on it. I got to be honest with you.
We're emotional people.
Well, I've had people already say, what song is that? I need to get that. I'm going through that. So
wow.
It was immediate. So people are relating. I mean, it was just, we'll leave it at that. Or you can just start throwing names out on the air and really just.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
Tonight, so people are already asking today, too, they knew you were coming in about seeing you live. And so that's tonight.
Tonight, we're doing an in-store at Easy Street Records.
Queen Anne.
Yep. And I was told that it was at 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
Am I right on that one? Okay,
I believe
good.
So.
And that's
then,
when I'll be there.
And Cena in studio or in store there is great. And another good place to see one is Music Millennium. That's happening in Portland, your hometown.
Yeah, when is that happening, Benjamin?
I think September.
February 9th.
We're waiting on that one. We'll do a fall in store.
And then, so no touring until later in February then. And then what's the plan?
Yeah, well, I mean, we purposely kind of wanted to hold off on touring so that people would have a chance to get the record and learn the songs. And looks like we're going to go on a West Coast tour at the end of February. And we'll be playing the Noise Pop Festival in San Francisco. And then we'll be back in Portland and Seattle doing some release shows and then head down to South by Southwest. And if everything works out well, hopefully in April we'll be going over to Europe.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
And so you guys have known each other a while. You've been traveling and touring and you haven't killed each other, which is good. Do you guys head out alone? Is it just you two or do other people come with you on the tour?
It is. You know, the last tour that we did, we just finished a tour with Minus the Bear a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And that was the first tour that we ever had anybody else in the van with us.
And how was that?
It was really cool. Jesse and Ben from Tiny Vipers came along with us, and we had a seat put in our van just for that reason, and it ended up being a really cool thing. It was different because we've always toured just with the two of us.
And I'm curious, when you are out there and you are touring and you're writing music and you've had these kind of breaks in between all of them, what process for you is your favorite, like why you're happy you're a musician? Is it the touring? Is it the writing of the record? Is it the release date or things like that? Like, what's the highlight for you?
I don't know. It's hard to describe, but there is actually a certain happiness in the misery of touring.
Yeah.
Certain times you're just saying, what am I doing out here? You know, you've been out for 5 or 6 weeks and you're feeling really low. And then other times, you know, you realize that it's really a great thing. So it's always such an experience. Every tour that we do, the people that we meet, all the things that we do, it's really an amazing thing.
And when a fan, like you said, wanted to learn the record, when you look out and actually see someone singing your songs, that's got to be something.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that to me would be the highlight. Okay, you guys playing again tonight, and you at Easy Street Queen Anne at 7 o'clock. Get there early. And then you're back on Saturday, March 8th here at Numo's, I have officially. And you do a couple more songs from the new record, which is being released today, as a matter of fact, and I highly, highly recommend it.
the dark wine of the New York night. A shattered mind across the borderline. Spent the night in someone else's arms. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. On a subway train before the dawn. The ride was short, but my thoughts were long. Couldn't figure what got into me. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Head it out to leave it all behind. Escape it all and see what I could find. Came on back to near reality. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Fell off of the plane in Amsterdam. Shop the streets to find out who I am. Came on back to new reality. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Home again to find that you were gone. On a subway train before the dawn. Said you couldn't stay and wait for me. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Drank the dark wine of the New York night. Shattered mine across the borderline. Spent the night in someone else's arms. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love. Shed your love, shed your love.
Helio Sequence live here on The Morning Show. I love that one. Very nicely done. Sequence live here on the morning show. Great job, man. Just great to see you guys play live. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Get down to Easy Street early tonight. They get on at 7. I have a feeling it's going to be very full, and the new record is out. Congratulations on that. And again, highly recommend getting it today, as a matter of fact, down at Easy Street Records in Queen Anne's, where you'll find them. Then back here March 8th, playing at Numo's. This is the morning show, 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.